From Your Head to Your Feet by Element OP. Read by Daisy Divergence. Rating, teen and up. And no archive warnings apply. This fic is female/female, Lanjian/Weiying. The fandom is The Untamed and Mudazusha. Additional tags for Rule 63, Alternate Universe Modern No Powers, and Roommates. Summary: Lanjian is almost a perfect roommate. Weiying only wishes she could figure out why Lanjian keeps so many essentials on the highest shelves. Originally posted as a Twitter fic in 2021. Author's notes: for Eroseo, inspired by Giant by Eroseo. Originally posted as a birthday thread fic for Ero. Hope you all like it. Title is From One Direction's Kiss You, given that this was inspired by a One Direction fic from back in the day. XOXOXOXOX. Reader's notes: this is recorded as a gift for Jenny Sequa. I hope you enjoy it. Weiying's roommate is drop dead gorgeous. Like supermodel hot. Long hair, clear skin, banging bod. She'd think it was effortless, but she's seen the contents of Lanjian's mini fridge. All skincare, no snacks. Weiying's roommate is also quiet. She's a musician, but she largely practices when Weiying is out at work. And she cooks. Her food is kind of flavorless, but it's healthy. Ugh. Plus, she keeps some potentially spicy snacks laying around that Weiying has never once seen her touch. So, like, she's the perfect roommate. Sometimes, Nia Waisong will come over and hang out in Weiying's room and makes comments about how unapproachably mean hot Lanjian is. Weiying doesn't see it. Lanjian seems pretty approachable to her. Except, like, roommates, so bad idea. So what if Weiying has a crush on her perfect roommates? Any self-respecting lesbian would. She's hot and talented and nice. To Weiying. But also so funny and bitchy when the situation calls for it. And, like, have you seen her arms? Those are some nice arms. Perfect, except for one bad habit. Keeping essentials on really high shelves. Weiying isn't short, and she has long arms. But keeping things like nail polish remover and dish soap and spicy peanuts on the top shelf when there's so many lower shelves with space seems egregious. Lanjian, Weiying complains one Thursday night, climbing up on the kitchen counter and rummaging for a mug on the top shelf above the sink. Why are you like this? Lanjian regards her silently, no doubt taking in Weiying's unkempt appearance, then raises an eyebrow. As usual, Weiying starts babbling when confronted with the full force of Lanjian's gaze. I mean, with things like this, the stuff and the things up so high. You don't have to suffer, Lanjian. You know you can just put things on the lower shelves so anyone can grab them when they need them, right? I know, Lanjian says. She's still looking at Weiying. Her gaze is heavy. Weiying shifts a little, aware that she's just wearing her usual relaxing-at-home ratty bralette, an oversized t-shirt. She knows there's a hole in the crotch of her sweatshorts. Can Lanjian see it? But Lanjian doesn't mention it. Weiying climbs down, mug in hand, and Lanjian passes her the kettle and gets started on making dinner. Nanjan doesn't clarify why she organizes her cabinets the way she does either. It's almost like Wei Ying never even asked about it. It was Nanjan's place first, and she's really doing Wei Ying a favor by taking her in like this, letting her stay in the smaller bedroom for a fraction of the rent, cooking them both meals, not complaining when Wei Ying's friends come over. So Wei Ying doesn't beg the question. 3 days later, though, when Wei Ying is stumbling, tipsy back from the club and trying to get a water glass, she is stymied yet again by the way Nanjan keeps all the useful things so high up. She is wearing heels, however, tall ones, so she gets on one knee on the counter and stands on her tippy toes with her other foot. She can just get a finger on the cups, and that's enough to lever it down. When she turns around, Nanjan is standing in the kitchen doorway. "This is not SAS compliant, Nanjan," Wei Ying tells her. She is wavering a little, the edges of the room hazy as she focuses on moving smoothly-ish and steadily-ish to the sink and filling her cup with water. A girl could hurt herself getting these cups. "If it really bothers you," Nanjan says, frowning. She comes forward a few steps and hovers just out of reach of Wei Ying. Wei Ying can feel the heat of Nanjan's hands through the thin fabric of her clubbing shirt, even though they're not touching. "I just don't understand," Wei Ying says. She stumbles a little as she chugs her water, some of it spilling over her shirt. Nanjan catches her, water cup and all. It spills between the two of them. "Your ears are pink," Wei Ying says dumbly. "Nanjan is so fucking cute." Nanjan helps her wash her face and change into pajamas. She gives her some moisturizer and another cup of water and tucks her into bed. "Sleep well, Wei Ying," she says, stroking Wei Ying's hair. "Don't leave me," Wei Ying mumbles, her fingers catching onto Lanjan's damp top. When Wei Ying wakes up, Nanjan is in bed with her, fucking around on her phone. She has got absolutely atrocious bedhead. Wei Ying's stomach does a little swoop. "Nanjan," she says, "you're still here." "You asked," Nanjan says, obstinate, like she expects a fight. Wei Ying looks at Lanjan's little pout for a protracted moment. Her heart clenches. Ugh, her roommate is too perfect. She wants to put her fingers on. Or in Lanjan's mouth and make the pout go away. It's too cute. She can't take it. Especially from just her roommate. "Wei Ying," Nanjan says. She's frowning a little now, still pouting. "Too cute." "I'm fine, Nanjan," says Wei Ying. She's not. "Just a little hungover." She's not that either. Lanjan's brow clears. "I will get you something for that." Wei Ying follows her into the hall and down to the kitchen. She watches as Nanjan reaches for a box she keeps on the highest most shelf. Nanjan really is only a little taller than Wei Ying, still has to struggle to reach it. Tippy toes, arms stretched all the way up. Her sleep shirt, which is voluminous and soft, pulls with her body as she reaches. As Wei Ying watches, still dazed with sleep, and the absolute vision that is Nanjan, a tiny patch of skin at Lanjan's hip is revealed. It grows with her stretch, the dip of her hip. the cut of her waist. Her skin looks so soft. There's a dark line across some of it. A tattoo? Wei Ying's roommate, Lan Zhan, has a tattoo that Wei Ying didn't know about? Is it... Could she... Really? That distorts as she fumbles the box down. And then, like a door slamming shut in Wei Ying's face, Lan Zhan settles back to the ground. The hem of her shirt floats back over her hips, covering the tawdry expanse of soft skin. Wei Ying's mouth has gone dry. I get it now, she says, blinking. Lan Zhan asks, turning to face her. The high shelves, Wei Ying says. You just want to see my shirt right up when I get stuff down. Lan Zhan stares at her. Her ears are getting pink again. Ugh, she is so fucking cute. She says, and stops. You like checking me out, Wei Ying says. It's a guess, but it seems to land. Lan Zhan closes her eyes, face blank with what Wei Ying reads as abject horror. If it makes you uncomfortable. Oh, that is such good news, Wei Ying continues. Lan Zhan's eyes fly open wide. She stares at Wei Ying. You want me to check you out? Only if you're okay with me ogling you too, Wei Ying says. Mutual checking outage, if that's... Yes. Great, says Wei Ying. Glad we discussed this. The hangover had been a lie, a ruse, a cover-up for how Wei Ying was acting around her crush. She feels unsteady just the same, though, when Lan Zhan looms closer and closer. When her hand settles on Wei Ying's hips, fingers hot through the thin fabric of Wei Ying's top, dizzy with the way that Lan Zhan bends her head just a little bit. She is really not that much taller than Wei Ying, and kisses her bruisingly hard. It hurts a little. Wei Ying is pressed in so desperately close that Wei Ying has to struggle to return the kiss. Lan Zhan gentles the kiss after a moment, enough that Wei Ying can start to process that, yes, her hot, perfect roommate is biting her lower lip and making little whining noises as she wraps her arms around Wei Ying and pulls her in closer. Yes, Wei Ying can work with this. She threads her fingers through Lan Zhan's messy hair and puts her other hand on Lan Zhan's waist, feeling the warmth of her skin through her shirt and then directly against her fingertips as she works them underneath it. Lan Zhan keens as Wei Ying scratches her side lightly. They leave a trail of pajamas behind as they make their way back to Wei Ying's room. Lan Zhan's top on the kitchen floor. Wei Ying's flung over a passing door handle. Lan Zhan's boxers puddled in the hallway. Wei Ying's damp shorts abandoned at the foot of her bed. Wei Ying straddles Lan Zhan's waist and grabs her wrists, pinning them above her on the bed as she leans in and kisses her again. Lan Zhan's skin is so soft and so warm beneath her. Her waist is caught firmly between Wei Ying's kisses. Her breast presses against Wei Ying's chest. They make out that way for a while, Lan Zhan lying pliant and naked below Wei Ying. But when Wei Ying releases Lan Zhan's wrists to run her hand down her side, Lan Zhan's mouth twists a little. A smirk. There's a heaving shift, and suddenly Wei Ying is flat on her back. My turn. Lan Zhan says, running a finger between Wei Ying's breasts. Hold on to the headboard slats. Lan Zhan says, tugging Wei Ying's hands to show them exactly where to go. There's a good girl. Lan Zhan says, pressing Wei Ying's knees wide apart. And then Lan Zhan doesn't say much of anything for 43 excruciating, delicious minutes. Wei Ying feels totally wrung out when she's done. Sensitive all over, hands cramping. Lan Zhan rubs her wrists, her fingers, until the feeling flows back in. Okay, well, it's my turn now, Wei Ying tells her. Lan Zhan smirks again. Fuck, she is so hot when she smirks. I don't care. Lan Zhan's tattoo spans most of her back. The dragon tail curves around her hip. Its claws curl into her opposite shoulder. It, like Lan Zhan, is absolutely fucking stunning. Fierce and beautiful, and so detailed, it's impossible to take everything in with one look. Wei Ying is a little embarrassed about her tattoos next to that dragon. While Zheng Cheng is still learning how, she let him tattoo the word big on her toe, a smiley face on her ankle, and a fairly large star on her ribcage. He is better now, she just can't afford his prices. Lan Zhan just laughs, though, and then she licks over that star, and Wei Ying forgets it ever had any other purpose. It's a good thing Lan Zhan has a bed, too. They can put off washing Wei Ying's sheets a little while longer. Author's notes, originally posted here, link. If you like it, please let me know. Any comments and kudos mean a lot. Reader's notes. If you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.